The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 15th of July, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We have lots to talk about this morning. I'm not calling it an open line, but call in and see if I want to talk about what you want to talk about this morning. I don't know everything that's gone down over the last 3 days since we've been off the air. Maybe I missed something. Maybe there's something worthy of talking about. I have lots to talk about. Here's something I'm not going to talk about. I saw the video. I think the story is actually in today's paper. Man gunned down outside nightclub, I think on Nassau Street. And the only question I have is, I saw the video, you know, and I saw the utility vehicles in the background, and I realized I drive this road almost every day, and I didn't realize there was an actual club there. I mean, I wonder if the police realize there's an actual club there and whether they have a policing strategy that would deter the type of violence that occurred over the weekend. Again, I have lots to talk about this morning. Joining me in studio is Mr. C.A. Nuri. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, Erin. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, buddy. I ain't sure until I say a couple of things.
What you going to say, so?
Well, first of all, I have to say to the BPL workers that I spoke to on Saturday, I'm so glad that y'all kept waking after I spoke to you. Some other people may have just packed up their bag and gone home. I would like to say thank you all for the work that you do. And on Sunday, a road closed sign appeared on Johnson Road in an attempt to indicate to motorists that Johnson, once you hit Eastern Road from Johnson Road, the westbound lane is closed. You can't go west. From that point, you can only go east. The residents of the Eastern District have once again been, I don't know what you call it, I call it like an attack. You say, Erin, but how could you call it an attack? Well, when you have road works and road closures, but you don't actually announce them, you don't take every means and measure possible to announce to the motoring public that that roads will be closed and they will be forced to divert. You allow them to drive upon the road works, on the scene of the road works, and then they have to figure out how to detour. I want to say good morning to the traffic officer that on Saturday afternoon on Park Gate approached Village Road, looked to his left, looked to his right, looked up to the heavens, and made a U-turn and drove away from what was a scene of chaos as hundreds and hundreds of drivers attempted to navigate the Wolf Road, Soldier Road, Village Road, Burnett Road intersection in the face of the Eastern Road being closed between Blair, that's Newgate Road, and Johnson Road. I don't know. What do you all expect citizens to think when they are praying the traffic officers appear on the scene to direct traffic and moderate drivers' behavior, but said officer makes a quick U-turn and just disappears. How are drivers supposed to feel? I tell you what some drivers do. They take it as a signal that they can continue doing whatever they want on the road, ignoring traffic signals, ignoring lines in the road, overtaking cars parked at a red light to make an illegal left on red turn. Royal Bahamas Police Force, you're leaving us subject victims to these terrorists on the road, people who would dare to threaten you, cuss at you, threaten to jump out their car and assault you, or worse, body you, because you are not turning left on red. It doesn't matter to them that you're going straight. You must turn left on red to accommodate them turning left on red. See, we know these things happen, but what we didn't expect was for the police to just abdicate their responsibility to enforce traffic controls and protect motorists. So I want to talk about the road closure notice or lack thereof. At about 5:30 in the afternoon, all the PLP sycophants started spreading some mysterious flyer from BPL that should have been released and disseminated widely from three Fridays ago. It's almost as if some important people in society got frustrated with the unnecessary delays and used those secret numbers they have to call other more important people. This flyer that you put out, I'd like you all to not pretend like it's been disseminated widely. Here's the next point. Social media is not your main means of communication. You need a website. Your government agency, you need a website. Your BPL, your Ministry of Works, you need a website where people can regularly check for road closure notices. Speaking about websites, did you know that we have a road sign department within the Ministry of Public Works and Family Island Affairs? Here's an article from the 28th of May, 2021, where it indicates at the end of the article, the road and sign department create approximately 3,000 signs per year. Are y'all selling signs? Y'all, like, are you making signs for other CARICOM countries and selling it to them? Are y'all making signs for Elon Musk and SpaceX and the rocket launch? But that's what y'all making. How is it? How could you convince me that you are making 3,000? Okay, maybe you could convince me you're making 3,000 signs. Yeah, where are they? And why can't we see evidence of 3,000? You're not replacing stop signs. You're definitely not replacing that. And so now it has come, this part of the show where we point out that it turns out that JoBeth Colby is responsible for both energy and transport. She's responsible for both energy and transport. And here we are, residents of the Eastern District and others who have to travel and traverse through there regularly, wondering, do we have a minister responsible for energy or transport? Is the prime minister responsible? Is it that the MP who's an FNM lives in the area? Is that why? Is that what it is? Is that why we can't get any road closure? Is it that you expect the affluent residents of that area to just make up the signs themselves and erect it? Is that what you want? What is it? Anyway, just in case you didn't see the road closure notices, I'm not sure exactly where they've been posted, but if you have a PLP friend, I sure they got it. This work is only being conducted on weekends. So the next road closure, I think, will begin at 7 p.m. on Friday coming until midnight. And then on Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight. And on Sunday again from 8 a.m. to midnight. I'm not sure if the road works are going to extend further east. We're not sure yet. Who knows? We won't know until we see a hole in the road. I'd like to remind Ministry of Public Works that the responsibility is yours to ensure that the road can be traversed safely. You need to ensure that you not only have the proper road closure signs, but you have proper lighting. Indicate to people that after rain, trenches may appear in the road. Let us not let the tragedy of Munnings Road mean nothing. Let us honor that life lost by actually doing our jobs. And to the managers, the PSs, the directors, the people who signed the requisition forms, go to the road sign department and ask for one of the 3,000 signs, please. Please enable your staff to put up the proper road closure notices when necessary. You're just making a mockery of us at this point. Again, pay attention to, I guess, social media, because that's where they like to put it. I went through both of today's papers. There are no road closure notices in today's Tribune or Guardian either. Now, another quick note, a audience member from the show. In fact, let me ask Mr. Newry first. Mr. Newry, did you drive past Fort Charlotte this morning?
No.
No? Have you driven past Fort Charlotte since independence?
Yes.
Have you seen the 51st banner on the fort?
No. I wasn't looking that way. I was frustrated that they had a diverted sign that you can't go on the Eastern Road every time I passed there. So I had to turn right and go into
Not Fort Montague, Fort Charlotte.
For Fort Charlotte?
Independence.
Yeah. No, I passed there.
So a listener of the show sent me two images this weekend of the 51st Independence banners on Fort Charlotte.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
It seems as if somebody came and vandalized it. I don't know if it's the weather, if it was the wind.
You mean just tear it down?
It seems torn. It seems in shambles. But more importantly, it seems like nobody's paying attention.
To remove it and replace it?
To remove it, to replace it, to replace it with stronger stronger ties, right, to protect it. And I wonder how much money was spent on that particular banner, on all of the pieces that made up the backdrop for the independence celebration. I can send you the picture in a moment.
Okay.
Texas says, boy, Aaron, you like complain. Let the people do their job and sit tight. Why don't you make a sign if you obsess with the signs? Dear Texas, I believe you one of those people that knows where the office is for the applications where you could get a job and get paid, but you don't actually have to do it. I get the impression that that's what you spend a lot of time doing, not your job. Because only somebody that lives in that culture could say some foolishness like that. It is my job to complain. And I do not complain enough. Wait until I start complaining about the conditions at PMH, which have, I'm certain, led to the early demise of many people, including some of my loved ones. Wait till we start complaining for real. Okay? I wish some of y'all would start complaining as opposed to sitting back and hoping that things will work out and you can gain an even better advantage or greater proximity to the political class. We need to start complaining. You don't think JoBeth Colby, Minister of Energy and Transport, needs to resign? You all don't think so? You don't think the Minister responsible for Family Island Affairs and Public Works needs to resign? After the Blue Ventures, after the people that organize the deep sea, the free dive at Dean's Hole, Long Island, who called it the Wimbledon of free dives, the best free dive experience in the world. And they had to pull out. And I'm sure it's because of contractual issues, right? Like they have a liability issue where they have a responsibility for the people they invite to the Bahamas.
Was there any response by Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Works? Anybody in the government?
So there was a story, I think maybe it posted on Saturday or Friday with Leon Lundy. I guess he's responsible for water and sewage in the office of the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Maybe just responsible for taking the hit. But he indicated that the matter has been resolved, that the machines that were down, that they flew in technicians from the U.S., they had to bring in parts from abroad as well, and they have resolved the matter. And that there's a shipment, like they barged in, the last shipment of water was being barged in that process started before the repairs had been completed. So they say that's the last barge you can see bringing water in, and then the plant is and the plant is up and running. So we'll see how that lasts.
So how does that impact the dive competition?
I think it's, I don't think it impacts it at all. First of all, it's a hefty decision to call it off. They didn't just wake up and say, oh, they ain't got no water. Shoot, that's the last straw. We got to shut it off. I think it's too late to bring, maybe next year, but it's not just about guaranteed access to water, one of the most basic services, right? Mm-hmm. It's also about the roads. I'm sure it's about the condition of the airport. I'm sure it's about the lack of a properly functioning clinic. And I'm just going to say this here. You see the distance between Long Island and New Providence? Mm. The clinic ain't properly functioning. Mm. That's all, right? I'm sure it has to do with the roads. I'm sure it has to do with the inconsistency with electricity. And I'm sure that at some point somebody said, man, we're not even as big as Disney. We're not even as big as Disney. And Disney is in South Eleuthera. And the government couldn't even figure out how to ensure consistent water communications and electricity supply in the presence of Disney. We's just one dive company with the best dive event in the world taking place in your country. Mm. I'm sure that's part of what happened. I'm sure that's a part of what happened. So we talked about the 51st Independence Banner. Did you see the beautiful promotional material with Her Excellency Leslia Bryce as the co-chair of the Independence Secretariat? Mm-hmm. You remember when she told the reporters that she don't know what the final number is for the 50th Independence Celebration because she don't work there anymore?
Yeah, she doesn't know still.
Okay. Here's a story from the 11th of July.
Okay, go ahead.
Traffic fatality investigation underway, RBPF.
You just changed subjects just like that?
It's not that I changed subjects. We're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
We're talking about the same thing. It's an unfortunate fatal crash that claimed the life of an adult male on Thursday, July 11th, 2024. The accident occurred shortly before 2 a.m. at the intersection of Market Street and Wolf Road. The initial findings indicate that when the officers arrived at the scene, they came across a red 2005 Honda Fit being driven by an adult male, which had collided into a wall. The driver was taken to the hospital by ambulance for medical attention. I think just a little details to the grammar and syntax in that article. Those police that arrived on the scenes are the ones that made the initial findings. They're not a part of the initial findings. Now, I get Cruise Port to create 350 jobs via $35 million water park, Mr. Nuri. I get that on the list for today. But before we go there, I'm going to go to the caller. Mm-hmm. Here's what else I have on the list for today. Last week, I said I wanted to touch on the video that was being circulated.
Which video?
The video of the adult man preparing to engage, it appears, in sexual intimacy with a young child.
I keep on hearing about
that. The version that I saw.
You saw the version?
Didn't go that far. In fact, the person who posted the video.
Got arrested?
Put a disclaimer up saying, I am not posting that part of the video. Mm. He said that's not fit. The person who posted it said that's not fit for the public domain. I'm only posting this part here. So that's how I.
Well, that's a decent person.
That's how I was aware. I became aware of the matter.
I see the police has arrested two people.
Absolutely. There's a headline, police hold two men over shared video of man having sex with young girl. So I can go into that after we take this caller. Mm. There's the Cruise Port story. And then there's the, I guess what people are saying is the biggest story of the year, which is somebody tried to kill your boy.
Oh boy.
Your boy.
Oh boy.
Your friend.
My friend?
Trump ain't your friend.
Oh, I was talking about the Haitian behemoth guy over in the States.
Oh, No, I ain't.
You're talking about him. I ain't talking about that. Talking about Trump?
Yeah.
Okay.
You think I played crackhead game?
Yeah.
No. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
Yeah, good morning. How you all doing, Papa? Yeah.
Good morning, Papa. How you do?
Rachel, hold on. I just was saying that's one. I just wonder if you can get to that or you just can't get to that yet with Trump. That's one of the biggest ones right there.
Yeah.
And I think it's sad it reached that far. I know that ain't the first time attempt being on a president, mm-hmm. or a president even being killed. But, you know, I know if I miss it, right? Mm-hmm. Trump is my boy, like I said. If I had a chance to vote for him, I'll vote for him, right?
Yes.
I think he's going to be the next president. I don't know if they're going to allow him to do a three-time, do another two-time, but the one arm of the Constitution. Huh?
No, go on.
I don't know if the Constitution allowed that. But one of the things, I don't know if he already said, and I just miss it because I try to keep up on everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A whole man loses life there and some two other or three other people in critical condition, you see?
Yeah.
He thank God he only get grace or he's still alive, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but the family members them and stuff like that, so I know if they already say something about it, if he gone and visit them or if they was able. I know it's a hectic situation going on right now, and especially at the heaven Republican convention and all of that stuff, you know? But I hear you say, what's your name, should be fired, resign or fired?
Jo Beth Colby Davis, Minister Responsible for Energy and Transport?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm calling for her to resign. Do the honorable thing and just resign. Don't
but
make
don't
us...
don't do that too much. Most of the they got to get fired. But I don't know how much of them I think should be fired right now, but if anyone should... It's not fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just remove yourself for right now. The Commissioner of Police, while this investigation going on with corruption on the force. It's hard, like, to come into my home. I used to lead at a home. They're my children. They're my people, and they work underneath me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I head the investigation, or I in charge. I think, I hear them say they're bringing in some foreign people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they need to bring the FBI. Make it known to the Bahamian people, if they hear, what they here to do exactly before we think they really dealing with corruption and they just checking out the audio or videotape, you know?
Yeah.
And if it's possible, maybe the president of the Bar Association, he don't need to be fired, and I don't know if the law allows him to be fired, the attorney general could intervene or anything, but I think he need to recuse himself because I don't know from the statement being reported on the news, he might be too close to the people who involve or...
Well, let's be proper.
I think at this time...
Hold on, proper. Let's be easy and let's be careful with that. Let me tell you, when I read the statement in today's Guardian, Bar Association won't engage in reckless commentary over police probe, right? And I read the article in the Tribune, I think on Friday this week or this weekend, where the lawyer or attorney... I think Ramona Farquharson was challenging, I guess, the Bar Association president to make a statement or indicating that she felt, in her opinion, that it would not be improper or irregular for the Bar Association to speak, right? Let me tell you what came to my mind was this. I don't necessarily expect the president of the Bar Association to speak. He's being measured in his words. That's very important. Here's my thing. I think there's a big difference between we have no comment at this time and the individual could not be reached for comment. The individual did not respond to our requests for commentary. I think there's a big difference, and I think the Bar Association can speak.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to speak directly to the matter. But it can say...
Because silence, when you be silent, you know, you leave people to speculate and stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me something, teacher. Is there anything wrong if me and thousands of us here, maybe hundreds of thousands of us, agree with Miss Ramona Farquharson and feel like she was speaking on behalf of how we feel out here from what we've been listening to on the news and social media?
No, and I don't think it's a problem for one person, three people, 100 people to say in an organized way or as individuals, we agree with what the individual is saying. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that the Bar Association should address the concerns raised by any one of those individuals.
I see what happened. We felt like they was obligated to answer the public, you see?
Right. Now, here's what I think that they are obligated to do. I think that they are obligated to make a statement which explains why they are hesitant to engage.
Boy.
These are the protocols that we operate under.
Yes.
As the Bar Association, our public engagement is limited to these issues or these matters. When a matter arises in the public domain in reference to an individual member of the association or a member of the leadership in the association, these are the protocols that we are required to follow to ensure that we don't prejudice the matter.
Educate the public.
There you go.
That's what y'all always talk about, due care. They have a, if not a responsibility, a due care.
Yeah, they do have a duty of care. They have a duty of care to the members of the association. They have a duty of care to the judiciary and to jurisprudence itself. They have a duty of care to the wider public, right?
Yeah.
And they have, we have to balance all of these things. But I think when we keep reading in the paper, this individual could not be reached for comment, this individual refused to return our, this individual, this, it, like you said, it leads people to speculate when a respectable and reputable institution should be able to say, we are unprepared or unable to comment at this time.
Yes. And that's the kind of things we expect from the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
As well.
A lot of us feel like the Commissioner of Police, if not resigned, because we don't have a personal problem with him.
Yes.
I think he's trying his best. But to know, like, he's the leader of this organization. And, I mean, and what should we expect? I mean, we should give him the benefit of the doubt, but we're tired of that foolishness. It's too dangerous right now. Police corruption, people losing their lives. People are in fear out there when we're supposed to feel protected by the police. So the Commissioner of Police talking about they're doing an investigation, it sounds foolish. And if the FBI here, make it known, bring them on TV so we can understand what they come here to do. If they
Thank
hear
you,
all, because we hear what they say, but plenty of time they see they say things to them and they don't add up to nothing.
Thank you, Papa. And the state must not just ensure that justice is done. It must be, justice must be seen to be done as well. Good morning, caller, and thank you for your patience.
Call leader is talking always along with you and Yuri, Aaron.
Morning, Bremen. How you doing?
I'm all right, honey.
Good stuff.
We need justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here. But a couple of things, right? One, the first one is, I think Guardian Radio should put a timer on, because, you know, people just be calling from the their cell, and, you know, they could run out. You see what I'm saying? Their minutes could run out.
Here's what I'm going to do, Bremen. I'm going to ask my producer to take every call. When the producer takes the call, if you're on a cell phone, the first thing you have to say is, good morning, producer. I hope everything cool. I on a cell phone.
Okay.
The producer will indicate to me that the call is on a cell phone, and I'll try and speed it up, okay?
Okay. Yeah, Ian.
Yeah.
You mentioned something earlier pertaining to something that somebody doesn't or didn't want to put on the air. What's that all about?
What if they didn't want to put it on the air? I can't say, eh?
Oh. you can't, but you won't. But the thing is, I don't think you should mention, you know, a situation or something pertaining to a situation if you're not going to give people the full, understanding of what you are
talking
elaborating
about
on.
Sorry, sometimes the Chikchani in me is slip out.
I got you. I love you. Take it care. Thank you,
Freeman. Thank you very much. I got a text here that says, thank you, Aaron. I've spent a lot of time at PMH this year, especially the NICU, that's NICU, and it has ward and has been abysmal. Lack of infrastructure, lack of supplies, lack of awareness and compassion, and even most shockingly, lack of knowledge. Why is nothing digitized? Why is emergency intake being done by hand and taking 90 minutes and then done all over again when moved to another section? I am so angry and afraid for our lives. We are all afraid for our lives, but this text here will give the listener a sense of why it appears the government is building a new state-of-the-art hospital, but it's primarily for women and children because they've been having a real, real, real crisis over PMH, maternity ward, and related units. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of would cause state actors to travel all around the world telling people, not Bahamians, but telling other people, how you're building two state-of-the-art, new, brand-new hospitals in the Bahamas, but it turns out that one of them is just a specialty clinic. Texter says, Erin isn't a young girl of legal consenting age. It is also alleged that she got paid. And the last time I checked, you support prostitution and bodily autonomy, so what's the big deal? Dear text, are you not afraid? You think that because I read the text out loud, that means it's not like, it's not you? That like you're not the problem?
What's that text's phone number?
I know the phone number. That's the thing. I just, what shocks me is people use their own cell phone number and then text a public phone and say the most amazing things. Lastly, she didn't seem to be in distress and she recorded the video. That's my analysis. I'm glad that that's the analysis. Call, I see the red light. Producers, they call on a cell phone? They ain't tell you they on the cell phone, eh? Okay. So I saw what appeared to be, it looked to me like the young lady set the phone up to be able to record. Which doesn't suggest to me what you suggest, and it suggests to me that maybe she didn't know how to end this thing that she found herself in.
If it's a child, I don't care.
Maybe it started before she reached the age of 16.
If it's a
I like your answer very much, Mr. Newry, but hold on. Right? Like, to me, when I saw that, I thought, she trying to catch these by them.
If it's a child?
We don't care.
I don't care.
Dear Texter, I don't know what's wrong, but if you consent, I'll send help to that number. Dexter says, I know what I'd like to talk about, the things we don't talk about. Why is there a story that says a man was killed, quote, at a business, close quotes? What is the name of the business? You mean like I'd say man gunned down outside nightclub, but the thing, I don't think the article says where the nightclub is or what its name is?
I find that they're now discontinue putting the names of the business establishment where situations happen.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I know there's a couple of situations where over PI in the big hotel over there, and they didn't put the hotel name.
Absolutely.
It's like, only one big hotel on PI.
Absolutely. I'm going to take these two calls, and then we're going to go back to that last text, because that's not the only story I have on the list of stories about sexual violence. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Newry.
Blessings to you.
Yeah, concerning, the video, you know, it went viral, it went out of spiral. I saw it, I didn't adore it, I didn't ignore it, but I know one thing, if it was my child, I would have ignored it. If I didn't share it, then you know what would have happened, because, I mean, I don't know how old the child is, but it's very, very disturbing. But what is also disturbing for me is the aesthetics, you know, like, all right, let's say I went to Montague the other day, and you said the bathroom is closed, and all these different things that you were pushing. I was pushing these things for years on the radio, so
absolutely.
I'm very upset with what's going on. That area, you could send someone, you could just go down there when you get off and go around and look around the, that would be the eastern section,
mm-hmm.
and then you could look to the north, to the west, just the whole perimeter. It's filthy, and what I'm saying is something should be done to make the people keep it clean or administer environment, even the dumpster area. Like, I couldn't even believe it. I mean, that's supposed to be out east. You know, as a child, I grew up in Nassau, and I see the difference, and just everywhere. And so as I had shared some video with Howard, he said he sent it to the minister, but they were saying on the radio, they boldly said that it was cleaning up a good Goodman's Bay, but the filth is still there.
They're not cleaning up at Goodman's Bay.
You get off, go ride, look in the big tire, you'll see a bunch of garbage, mosquito.
52,
you go
into
the mangroves,
52,
just north
producer,
of the...
Press pause, 52, give me a second. I just want to make the point that they waiting for Bahamians to get sufficiently frustrated to accept them allowing that deal, the La Playa deal, where the people say they're going to renovate the building owned by Ministry of Foreign Affairs and then allow Ministry of Foreign Affairs to have their office on the fourth floor. And then they think we should be impressed with them running tractors over the beach to clean it, when using a tractor makes it even less likely that you'll be able to identify any critical marine species or marine terrestrial species in the area, given that the whole area is reclaimed swampland and environmentally beneficial and special. I got you. Goodman's Bay, Montague Beach. I just want to say that I was on Montague Ramp yesterday and I spoke to an individual who said to me, Green, I see it with my own eyes. They fast forwarding on this project. It is they are very close to reopening the eastern bathroom at Montague. Mm-hmm. But there are all kinds of issues there as well. The beach is not outfitted with the appropriate garbage bins. Also, whatever strategy or protocol you all have for these beaches, you need to assign staff to stay on the beach and clean all day and give them the tools and resources necessary to do it. You need to come and fix the bathrooms. And you need to have a bathroom attendant assigned there all day, separate from the person who's assigned to deal with trash. I mean, it's a joke. Also, why is it that everywhere there's a traffic offense being committed, there's a taxi plate? Why have taxi drivers and other vehicles started using the entrance, the first entrance to Montague Beach, as an exit? Well, y'all just can treat everything like a tuck shop. 52?
That's great. Hello?
Yeah.
That's my input now. What I'm saying is, common sense. I can juxtapose this with healthcare. The environment is a part of health. So why do we think they have the Department of Environmental Health? So then I hear this narrative about state-of-the-art hospital and state-of-the-art and smart, all of this and that, right? Listen to me. When it comes to healthcare, if you are well knowledgeable in this particular field, you will realize that even entities like the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commissioner, the Commission, the WHO, all of these entities, they are designed to create a dictatorial type health mandates that facilitates big pharma. So take, for instance, if I have a cure for something, you know I am too poor to actually introduce a cure to the people because I don't have the money for them to even review it. So what I'm saying is I'm not hearing anything about immunotherapy, right, and metabolic therapy. All right, cancer, metabolic therapy. So we will never hear these things because they're not into the state of the art because they're all knowing and they're all smart and the fool would accept the poison dart. Give thanks.
Thank you, 52. One day I'm going to tell you all from my own perspective. Good morning, producer. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Bless morning. You. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. Morning, Aaron. Is the Price Control Commission, they are still around? When last time I've seen them visible.
Okay, so Ms. Newry, correct me if I'm wrong. I know that there is the Consumer Protection Commission.
Yeah.
And I think price control may sit within that space now. But I was prepping for a show, and yes, they are working. There was a recent article, and the headline was like, nobody prosecuted under, was it price control or some regulation. And so they are working. Somebody was prosecuted recently for having an incorrect price, I think, on their product.
That was a Chinese.
Well, maybe not enough. That prosecuting is being done. You know, Aaron, I went to our favorite store on top of the hill on Saturday.
Yes,
and
sir.
I wanted to buy some fresh mushrooms.
Yes.
Of course, the mushrooms there started to be tarnished, and they were almost like a third of a deteriorated. So I asked for a price markdown.
Yes.
But the produce man just said, I can't get a markdown because that's how the people of the produce paid a high price for them. You know, so I said, well, this is the wrong person. And I told the manager, I said, listen, why are you a produce manager trying to sell fresh product at the same high price as product that's listed as fresh produce? And I said, I think you need to have a word. And then Mr. Roberts needs to train his people on giving honest quality service. Many times you go to the store, they have cauliflower that have spots on it. You have the lettuce or the romaine that actually half spoil.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sign of reduction on half price. So people are actually being paying for fresh produce that's listed as fresh, but obviously they're nowhere near fresh.
Okay.
So, the price control obviously need to be more visible and make sure they be true to that witness, man. Because that's unfair.
We need to lobby for legislation that allows stores like not a tax exemption, right? But they would get some sort of benefit from capturing produce before it is no longer useful. And either selling it at a reduced cost, I would say to anybody with a senior citizen's card or a disabled person card, right? Or a social services card.
Yeah, because all them products that come in, they are insured.
Okay.
Why they're still selling it to the customer at the same, right, ridiculous high price?
I feel you. Here's another thing, that the stores recapture value by breaking down produce that is overripe or that is partially, right? So a cauliflower that has some brown spots on part of it will be broken down and then sold in a package as pre-cut cauliflower, right?
Yes, yes.
And so at some point they may not be willing to reduce the cost for you because that has already been earmarked to the deli or to another unit. In fact, like the deli and the salad bar, they will buy from the department. So when you see food at the deli, they have to buy that food at the retail price from the meat department or from the dry, you know, from the grocery department.
And yes, but I'm talking about whole cauliflower.
I know.
That whole head cauliflower, and they have spots. They should be reduced.
I know.
Cannot sell them at the same price. And that the traffic on Saturday on Eastern Road, they have to find a way to forecast or alert people that the road closed ahead. No, that was terrible.
I mean, it was absolutely terrible and unnecessary.
That's right. Thank you, there.
Thank you very much. There's no need for it to happen at all. Okay, so police hold two men over shared video of man having sex with young girl. What was revealed in the article is that the young lady was involved is between the ages of 16 and 17 and was interviewed by relevant authorities in the presence of her parents as well. She has been offered, I think she will be assisted with counseling for the team. The Child Services Unit, Department of Social Services, is aware and involved and indicate that because the minor child is of the age of consent, that an unlawful sexual intercourse charge is not warranted, but she says that it is possible that other charges may be laid. Just as we go to the break here, some more headlines. Woman sexually assaulted on Paradise Island. That's the 8th of July. 8th of July, retired boxer denies sex crime charges. 8th of July, mother claims teen admitted to raping her daughter. 5th of July, man 20 accused of sex with girl 12. Again, man 20 accused of sex with girl 12. We're going to the break. We come back from the break. Get a little more time. We talk about that. We take this caller. And then the cannabis debate is supposed to begin today. The Rastafarians are not the only people who are concerned about the pace at which this legislation is moving ahead. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter One. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back. Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. Producer, let's go to this call quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, yeah. You've got to stand back far enough to see the problem. Well, one of the practices, the issuing of contracts in all areas,
mm-hmm.
and how these affect the issue of maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
mm-hmm.
you know, our area had to wait for like 3 weeks for garbage to get picked up. Okay.
Yeah.
And in the area that I am in, we have a rusty water. It's a rusty water
issue. Yeah.
You know, I've got to collect the water in a holding tank, and it allows the rust to settle at the bottom of the tank, and then I have to use the water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I sent you a picture.
Yes, sir. I got
of
it.
Of the state of the filters that I've been using and how they've been coming out of the system. Now, these are the filters that are supposed to be trapping the rust.
Yes.
And the amount of rust. Now, see, my problem is that there are persons in my community who have to drink this water because they have no options.
Mm-hmm.
I have options. They don't. You know, so, you know, our issue right now is maintaining what we have, maintaining our systems, you know, but too many of these services are now being contracted, and they're being contracted out by MPs.
With no oversight. With no oversight.
That's right. That's right.
You send people out to collect garbage with no gloves and expect them to do a good job.
And it's rough.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
And I know I lived at in North Johnson Road, rusty water, and I think about all of the roadworks that have taken place in that area and how water and sewage came through, and the subcontractors broke up the road, water and sewage came in and did the work, another crew of subcontractors came in and patched the road, and guess what? Nobody actually collected the asphalt that was removed from the road in the first phase of the project. It's still living there right now. It'd have grandchildren by now. And let me tell you how serious I am. I got a water and sewage cone sitting in the corner of my yard, right? Whenever water and sewage come through my corner, I tell them they could use it. Any road works, anything diverting traffic, you could use it, but put it back. Because when you left it here with all this asphalt on the side of the road, making it virtually impossible to clear the verges properly. And so the teams assigned by beaches and parks or constituency teams now run the risk of injury because of all of this asphalt just sitting on the side of the bush. Good morning, caller. Quickly.
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
I think someone called and said with the bathrooms.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I've been to Mountie Q all last week. Those bathrooms are spick and span.
Which ones? The ones that are open or the ones that are closed and have been closed for over 4 years?
No, the one by Mountie Q right nearby.
The fort.
The fort.
On the western side. Where the permanent business run, and even though Montague Beach is zoned for temporary vendors only, where your whole enterprise has to be removed from the scene at the end of the day and set up on the next day?
All I'm saying, the bathroom is clean. Out Goodman's Bay, the bathroom is clean. I was out there Saturday. I saw much spit and span. Someone is there every time cleaning those bathrooms.
That's good, because on Montague Ramp, on the eastern side, I keep looking at that hole in the roof.
No, I ain't talking about the one by the ramp.
That's the one we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
The one that the vendors need.
I'm just saying that the bottom is clean all the time.
Thank you very much.
All the time.
We accept that. We accept and acknowledge the critique. Thank you very much.
All right.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. The fruits will be in... I got you, Texter. So... just as we close out the show, a texter said, age 16 to 17, last time I checked, the government said that's the age of consent. So what is this story all about? I don't know, texter. The story is drawing attention maybe to a culture of sexual violence where 40 and 35-year-old men don't just find themselves. Like, you know, some of y'all try to convince yourselves, you just slip and you found yourself engaged in sexual intercourse.
How old is the child?
Between 16 and 17. So she's still a minor.
Okay.
So age of consent is not the issue. The issue is, why does it appear that two grown men in their 30s and 40s had to work together to find a minor child who can consent to sex but can't live on their own or leave their parents' house to engage in sexual intercourse with them? And the bigger crisis is, why is it that this texter cannot see what the problem is?
What's that pastor name who got convicted of having intercourse with a girl who was in his care?
And she, in her testimony, she talked about acts
in the church,
marriage bedroom, and
but
in
he
the
was
church.
Charged for having sex with someone under his care.
Yeah. You mean Mr. Randy Frazier?
Frazier.
Reverend Frazier. Oh, I forget his name.
And the idea is, we're supposed to protect children.
Yes.
Children who are in our care. Mm-hmm. And if this child was in the care of these men, that they're supposed to be protecting her, making sure she's safe?
Yes.
They need to get charged.
Absolutely. And not just charged. They need to be made an example of and shown why society cannot tolerate this behavior. Now, note I said behavior, not people. We have to show that we do not tolerate this behavior. It is a big deal when big 40 and 30-year-old men conspire with one another. Last text, it said, tell the people who have sex on the beach that they need to dispose of their protection, the condoms, properly, or Ministry of Health and the police can establish a DNA testing unit where they could identify the owners of said trash.
You mean we got to send it abroad to the States?
No, we can have our own unit.
When?
As soon as Her Excellency tells us how much the 50th Golden Jubilee
that can never happen.
Being celebrations
never know cost. How much it costs.
No, man. She has a Her Excellency in front of her name. She will continue
we
to act with integrity.
Never know how much that costs.
She will continue to act with integrity. We are all out of time. Producer, play that music. Thank you to the callers. Thank you to the Texas. The Texas say the Democrats are done. Pack up the campaign. Well, let's see. I'm going to see if Mr. Newey want to talk about the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Some people saying it's a false flag. Some people are saying it's a setup. Some people are saying that President Trump is too old to drop to the ground so quickly.
So it's a fake person? That was his name?
No, just saying.
Wait, because I saw him drop to the ground quickly. So he's too old to drop to the ground quickly?
He's too old to be panicked and drop to the ground quickly. Like, if you know, that's like you prepare for it. Like, you prepare. Like, Aaron, I remember you were faint in the third act. Right, and I can prepare to fall gracefully.
You hear bop, bop, and see if you don't drop quickly.
That was not what we saw. Anyway, I'm not even reading that. This last text, producer, you hit the button. This country is blistered with pedophiles. The reports of rape and serious sexual abuse needs to be tabled in Parliament and seriously dealt with instead of them keeping this a hush issue. This has now become a part of our culture of these predators taking advantage of underage kids. It's sickening. And the anecdotal stories, the stories that are out there are indeed sickening. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a bit of a rough show. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newey is up next.